am I correct in seeing that that the road that they would enter into or enter in on, it dead ends into the national forest? Is that correct?
It does not dead end. It continues.
Oh, it does continue.
It continues, and that you're going to hit a creek at 1.2 miles down that road.
Okay.
Which I guess we could go ahead and show those pictures under the rebuttal.
So the road does not stop on your property.
No, it goes through and connects.
It goes all the way to 125.
Correct. Yes, it does.
Yeah, there's a creek, but it crosses the creek. And continues.
So right, it bends right here, and it starts to cross the creek. So you can go to the next photo. And this is just to make sure that this is public. This is private land that will be spoken on. And this creek divides it. There is a very fine fence set in that makes sure that that's land, as well as there's next picture, there's barbed wire that stretches all the way from the start of his road all the way through the creek. So if anyone ever does come around in the creek, it's pretty obvious that you can't go to cross. There's barbed wire there, and then this is pretty marked to where it means you either continue up or you're on someone else's property. And then the last picture is just to make sure you can see the barbed wire. So, just wanted to give clarification for that, too.
So, the only public property there is the roadway?
Correct, yes, sir. And everything right to the right and everything is still national forest. Only on the left side as you go does it turn into
private property.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Was there anybody else that would like to speak in support of this?
Yes, sir.
And sir, you'll be limited to 5 minutes.
Hello, I'm Jim Crossan. I'm the current landowner along with my wife, and we put this into a Crossan Family Trust, which James is, he mentioned that it's our land, or it's his land. It is all our land. It's family land, so when he says it's mine, he means he's representing that as our family land. So it's in a trust right now, which he is going to be a part of that. A little bit of history. Hardy and Maxine Wyman lived on this property for a lot of years, and they raised their family here. When they passed away, they deeded this parcel of land that we're talking about, known as the Chad Place, to Linda Wyman and myself. The land is near and dear to us, and we would do nothing to destroy its integrity because it means a lot. It's been in our family for a lot of years. The main reason for the development of this property is to build something our families and descendants of Hardy and Maxine Wyman can gather and enjoy for years to come. Family meant a lot to Maxine, and we want to do this in her honor. We are currently in the process of requesting a permit for a permanent structure on this parcel of land for family use. As James mentioned, a building with bathrooms and places to use. I do not understand the opposition to this, since no one even knows what the development will look like or the plans when completed. This parcel is isolated from any other landowners. You got the National Forest to the north, timber to the west, Highway 160 to the south, and Fairview Church Road to the east. We own all the property on both sides of the road. So as you go down Fairview Church Road, we own both sides. We don't butt up to any other landowner except Braden, who's down in the holler where there's a lot of timber between us. The opposition to this development is going to try to convince you that we are evil and we're bad people. They believe anyone who parks an RV and uses a retreat center is either a pedophile or a rapist or a drug addict. And we're bringing these people in there to their community to destroy the community itself. That claim is absolutely not true and pure speculation, no foundation or proof whatsoever. As we know, the truth is evil is everywhere. And it's here, too. It's in our schools. It's in our parks where kids play. It's everywhere. You drive up and down Church Road, Fairview Church Road, and they're spotlighting deer at night, shooting rifles into the timber. I know because I've seen it. And so thieves are everywhere, and they're out there too. You got to lock up everything. You're going to lose your fuel. You're going to lose your batteries. You're going to lose your tools if you don't lock them up. And so I'm just saying, this is not any different than living anyplace else. The opposition is also going to say that this is not personal, but it's very personal to us when they want to keep us from using the land to its greatest potential. If you'll approve this, we give you our word that when it's finished, and it'll probably be a 5-year, 10-year deal, it'll be first class. We're working on it every day to improve the property, and we would welcome you as members of this body to visit the property and review our plans. We would also be happy to discuss any concerns those living in the area might have, and we'll do our very best to resolve any issues they might have. If they got concerns, come to us and talk. We'll work them out. I respectfully request you approve the development of this parcel of land that will allow others a getaway place from the city to come and enjoy the countryside. One thing I might point out, we've always tried to work with Taney County. Linda and I's landowners in 2013, they wanted an easement to widen the Fairview Church Road to make it safer. We granted that easement. They widened the road, and it made it safer for everybody in the community now, because when you pull up, you can at least see both ways. Before, you couldn't. There was a dip in the road, and it was very unsafe. So I just wanted to point out, we've always worked with Taney County any way they see fit. The real problem that I have is I've got a grandson here that moved into the community, trying to get a fresh start, and they've treated him like a criminal. And he's not worthy to live in Taney County, in their mind. And that hurts as a grandfather. That's not Taney County to me. They've always been very welcoming and very friendly. But they have treated him with disrespect and stabbed him in the back, come to him and be friends, and then come to a meeting and depose him. But anyway, I respectfully ask that you approve this development. It'll be first class, and he's living on the property, so he'll look after it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Was there anybody else that would like to speak in support? Is there anybody that would like to speak in opposition?
I'm Beth Wyman, and I live at 34904 U.S. Highway 160 at Reuter. That's a little disheartening to be. I was one of the speakers last time, so it's a little disheartening to hear that that's what was portrayed at the last meeting. So I'm just going to take a breath here. My husband, Rocky, and I, we own the creek property. I think that's what was showed there, and Rocky's going to speak on that here in a little bit. What I'd like to say is that's not Wyman Ridge down there. No one calls that Wyman Ridge. That's Bryant Ridge. That's where the Bryant Ridge School was. That's the original location of the Bryant Ridge Church. And there's lots of people that live down there. And our neighbors are not just if you butt up to your property. Our neighbors are everyone down there because it's a rural community, and we take care of each other. So there's many families that have settled and lived in that area for many years. There's the Bradens, the Roberts, the Brumfields, the Davids, the Keys, the Rickles, the Tillys, Harmon, Stifler, Cross, Sylvies, Burgens, Aldridge, and more neighbors who have bought property and are now living there in that area to enjoy a rural and agricultural way of life. We raise our cattle. We have horses and chickens and gardens. And we like, and we have to cut and rake and bale our hay. And we respect each other's property. And we cherish and respect our national forest, our Mark Twain National Forest there. But most importantly, what we do, as you all do, everyone does, what we're supposed to do is we take care of our families, we raise them up, and then we help our neighbors. And we choose to live there, and it's a long ways out to where we live. Most people have to drive an hour to get to work, and it's 30 minutes if you have to go get some milk, unless you want to run down to Pro-Tem. That's still a little ways to go down there. So we choose to live out there because we don't want it to be a tourist area. That's for the western side of Taney County. It's not for where we live down there. And when this has been presented, the original application was for 7 sites. And then when we got at the first planning and zoning meeting, it went up to 25 sites. And now we're talking about 60 people. I mean, that's a lot of people to just bring into our area where we all live. We're very concerned with the traffic on Fairview Church Road. Our county roads, right across from where the Frank Ray Road is, that's a county road. We're concerned about trash and the added strain on the sheriff's department and the ambulance service and the volunteer fire department. Okay, I've lived down there. My husband and most of these people here have lived there their whole life, but I've lived there 45 years. That was a freak of nature that someone got there in 15 minutes at an accident the other day, because that just doesn't happen. Like, we don't have the resources in Taney County for that. And I can speak as that, as I'm the retired circuit clerk of Taney County, so I know that. And yes, Carl Pride does live on down the road, but Carl Pride's off duty. You don't call an off-duty officer when you have trouble, and maybe Carl's hunting or he's not at home. That's a concern. It's a concern about our ambulance service. It's 30 minutes for an ambulance to get there. In fact, one of our family and friends, Olin Tilly, passed away down there, and the ambulance was 30 minutes before they got to him. I've had to call an ambulance before. It's 30 minutes. That's a concern. And in our area, we have a volunteer fire department that comes out of Pro-Tem. So when you're putting in like a big business like that, I believe that that's something that we all need to consider. And after working, I worked over 30 years in the Taney County courts. And I don't like to label anybody by any means, but experience shows, and I have experience, and I can speak from that, that I really am concerned about people that are going to come together in yurts and teepees and tents. I don't know how much they're really going to respect the property there. And the owners can tell them where to go and where not to go, but you can't direct people like that. And again, I just don't believe that. I know we don't want it to be a tourist destination and have that many people to be in our area. I don't believe it was true that the Planning and Zoning Board did not understand about where the location is to the Frank Ray Road, that it being right above, right there. George Kramer is on the board.
Excuse me, ma'am, you've exceeded 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
If you'd like to summarize. Or
I just want to thank you for your time, and I would just respectfully request that you listen to what my other neighbors and families have to say and deny this request. So thank you.
Thank you. Was there anybody else that would like to speak in opposition?
I had to write it down. down because I'm not a public speaker, but...
I